So my next guest is the founder of First Fortnight, which is a charity that aims to challenge mental health prejudice through the creative arts. So welcome to Northside Today, David.
How are you doing?
So tell us, you founded the event. When did you set it up and why?
It started as a conversation between myself and a very good friend of mine, JP Swain, who's a social worker and psychotherapist, and it was his idea. He was coming up to his 30th birthday. Rather than have a birthday celebration, given his background and his profession and his own personal experience, he wanted to do an event to ultimately bring attention to the kind of mental health crisis that was going on in the country at the time. The suicide rates amongst our demographic were disgraceful, and there was very little being done in the way of actual action. There was the odd awareness campaign, but there was more youth dying by suicide than on our roads, but there was far more attention on road deaths than there was on suicide prevention. So that was it. It was a chat over a beer at a kitchen table in Tala, and it just grew. I saw the potential in the idea. My background is in arts and business, kind of business development. I was an arts manager and marketing manager, and I suppose we, with our powers combined, we just partnered with Mental Health Ireland in our very first year, did a gig, and coupled it with a visual arts installation to Andrews Lane Theatre, and put 550 people in a room. The media spoke about it, and it kind of snowballed from there.
And so this is a fortnight of events. I've been to some of them. You've got an absolutely fantastic programme. Tell us about some of the events that you've had so far. And we talked about the gig on Saturday night, and what else you've got coming up for us later in the week.
It's a very broad arts programme, including film and theatre, spoken word, poetry, music, visual. We try to include something for everyone and as many kind of demographics as we can. So, I mean, yesterday we had an event. It's a walking musical experience in and around the Botanic Gardens called Co-Motion, for example. It's basically people show up, they bring a Spotify playlist, we provide them with splitters, and we pair people with other people that they don't know. And they just go for a 20-minute walk, listen to each other's playlists around the Botanic Garden. So from, a mental well-being perspective, you're out and about, you're socialising, you're taking a bit of exercise, you're getting a walk, and you're listening to someone else's music and potentially making a friend. So that's the type of stuff that we do. And then we'd run a gig, a spoken word and poetry and acoustic music kind of event in the Workman's Club. So we had four of them, I think, around the country this year, two in Cork and two in Dublin, and it's emceed by Stephen James Smith, a prolific Irish poet. With De Laurentiis play that, and that was on Friday. So, and with two amazing award-winning theatre productions in Smock Alley, one called The Friday Night Effect by Sunday's Child. And that was, I believe, seven performances, and the majority of them have been sold out. We partnered with IFI National and screened a movie called The Drummer and the Keeper that will tour all the way around the country, and the 17 screenings in total. I mean, we had less than 110 events, I think slightly more than 105 events across 17 counties. So there should be something for everybody. And just to actually clarify, it started on the 2nd. The last event, I believe, is the 27th. So although it's called First Fortnight, we always kick off in the first 2 weeks of the new year. But it just seems to grow and grow. The programme seems to get bigger and bigger every year.
And so this is your most successful year to date, which is fantastic. And I know in one of your own promotions, it was on your Twitter, which is First Fortnight. And I've also tweeted it myself, at Norma Burke. You can see it on my Twitter, which is a sort of a diagram which gives some of the statistics, which says that 45% of Irish people wouldn't want others to know if they were experiencing a mental health problem. Almost 35% would delay seeking treatment. So stigma is a number one reason for this. We all need to mind our mental health and make it easier for people to reach out. Can you talk about the stigma that's there? Is it getting better? And as you've mentioned, events like this are great for breaking down barriers on that.
Yeah, well, every year, a big part of what we do is gather research to gauge people's attitudes to mental health and see whether or not we have an impact whatsoever. Because, I mean, anecdotally, I will have conversations with friends and family who will say, isn't it great? Isn't it like this? So it's so the conversation is so prevalent, which is true. There's a lot more people talking about mental health and valuing the importance of their own mental health today than there was in 2009 when we started this project. However, yeah, you just 45% of people with delay seeking help for fear of being stigmatized. That's a very real statistic. So, and we would, I mean, that statistic was released as a result of a sample that was done over 20% of our audience. I think we'd over 8,000 people attended events in last year's festival. So, people are definitely aware of that conversation, but there's we're past the awareness stage now. We kind of need action, and there's a fantastic announcement from the Minister Jim Daly there on Thursday that he's going to put in place a 7-day a week crisis care for direct provision, essentially 7-day a week provision by the end of Q2. Now we had an event 2 years ago about that very subject, because if you are in crisis and at risk of suicide, there's nowhere for you to go, really, other than A&E. So that's a fantastic and really very welcomed announcement. So we'll see what happens by the end of Q2. So we have seen progress. I think it's still a long way to go, though.
Yeah, that's an absolutely brilliant announcement, and that people have somewhere to go. But I think the figures are that in Ireland, mental health services get 6% of GDP, which compares to 16% in Northern Ireland and a European average of 12% of GDP. So clearly, you know, the spending on mental health, that is something that could also be looked at. And so in terms of then the festival, I know I was in an event last night at Film Base. It was a brilliant event which had spoken word, poetry, musicians, and people were on the whole engaging with the subject. And the keynote speaker, a guy called Tony Bates at the start of that, who was a clinical practitioner, he said one of the most important things in working forward with mental health is being listened to. And he referred to a client of his who had been involved in a terrible explosion in Beirut, so bad that glass for years afterwards just kept surfacing through her skin. And he saw her in a consultation and he thought she was self-harming, but actually the glass was just working itself out, which he said was, you know, a great metaphor for, you know, it can take time for the mind to work through issues, but actually listening to each other is key to that. And in some respects, I know you have a public art installation where people can write down their thoughts. It's a place of witnessing in this festival, as well as going to see fantastic works of art that you can engage with.
Yeah, and that's still available for people to drop in. It's called a public diary. And that's exactly it. It's just you pop in and you just express yourself in the public diary. And there's some installations from previous diaries that we've blown up and installed onto the wall. And then we've got some projected images of other people's thoughts. And just to go back there, it was Flying South was on last night in Film Base, and I believe it was sold out. And Tony Bates.
It was absolutely packed. They had to get extra. Yeah. People were standing at the back. It was jam packed.
Yeah, nothing makes me happier than sellouts. And Tony would have started a fantastic organisation called Headstrong, I believe it's now called Jigsaw. And he's been part of our growth over the years. He's been at a few events. He's a mindfulness expert and I believe he's a psychotherapist. But I'd have to clarify that actually. But yeah, you mentioned the public diary, and that will be running till the 20th. So people wanted to pop in and just contribute. We'd kind of love to see them over the next few days. It was supported by Dublin Theatre Festival. It's in the Culture Box in Temple Bar.
And it's completely free to go into that as well, we should say. You can pop in.
Yeah, well, we try to keep a minimum of 20% of our events free to the public, but ultimately the tickets range from like 5 to a maximum of 15 quid. So all of our events are heavily subsidised because of the amazing and generous support of our festival partners. So we get support from the HSE. We get our presenting partners and mental health partners, Mental Health Reform, St. Pat's, Sea Change, Mental Health Ireland. We're grant-aided by Department of Arts, the Arts Council and DCC. And then we've got some fantastic media partners. So there's a big army of social change makers behind this project. And without those people, there's no way this would be possible.
And what do you think of, in terms of the expression mental health? I mean, some people refer to that as emotional well-being. Do you think that there is something within mental health that is still off-putting to people, that they find it hard to engage with that?
It's just not easy to talk about what's going on in your head, and it doesn't make sense necessarily, because I mean, if you broke your leg, you go in and get it fixed by a doctor in a hospital, you get plaster put on it, and you suffer through it for a month, but you get better. And mental health is the same. There's different forms of treatment for what's going on in your mind. But when you think about, I mean, how much money do you spend on a gym? How much money do you spend on booze? I mean, how much money do you spend on just clothes and stuff? But I mean, if your head isn't right, it can really help you from just getting it off, going and talking to someone and getting it off your chest. And for the sake of even an hour a week to go and see a therapist, it can make, I mean, and I can talk from as a person with personal experience. I mean, I suppose I'm quite passionate in my involvement in this project and its growth over the years, because I suffered with kind of self-harm from the age of about 16. And I did. I practiced what I preach. I went, put myself into therapy, and I worked through it, and it really, really helped me. My co-founder JP Swain, he had the unfortunate experience of a brother who died by suicide when he was 16. That set his profession off in a particular course. So we it's very personal to us. But yeah, I mean, the more people talk about it, the more people are comfortable to kind of say what's on their mind, and the easier it becomes to have that conversation. So by programming, the Arts Festival itself is just a medium to begin that conversation, I suppose, disrupts that conversation. And the events themselves are just a safe place that make that conversation possible. So, I mean, that's at a very basic level. And I suppose why the creative arts, artists have always championed initiatives of great social importance, from hunger, AIDS, equality. So, I mean, we just work with amazing people who have the courage and the strength to, enable us to program a nationwide arts festival, and I suppose start that conversation and get people thinking about and kind of valuing the importance of their mind and their mental well-being.
Well, it's an absolutely amazing initiative. Fair play to you for setting it up. And I've been to a few of the events. They've all been absolutely brilliant. And I'm looking forward to going to a number of things this week as well. I know there's Emma Sheridan's artwork. There's events at the National Gallery. But everything you can find out about on your website, which is firstfortnight.ie. Thank you so much for joining us, David, and best of luck with the rest of the festival.
Thanks very much for having me.
Take care.